This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarshow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President Biden taking a hit in the polls after a year of multiple crises on his watch. His approval rating now falling, get this, below Vice President Kamala Harris. Still both Democrats suffering strong disapproval ratings as we get closer to the midterm.
I don't like those numbers at all.
Just one poll? Those things aren't scientific.
Yes, they are. All this is science. This is math.
But if you took it and put it on its axis this way.
Come on, man.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But we're looking forward, as I think everyone feels is appropriate, that ultimately when we're going to have to, quote, live with something that will not be eradicated and very likely would not be eliminated.
You see, it's always the same. There's no stopping what can't be stopped. No killing what can't be killed.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Was that guy talking about the virus or Fauci? There's no stopping what can't be stopped. No killing what can't be killed. This guy, his career can't be killed. Good Lord. And he's getting this enormous retirement package, highest the federal government is ever paying out, so it seems. We'll get to that in a bit. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm Taylor Cormier, Howie's executive producer, filling in for Howie Carr. And I got to say, as we come to the end of the year, which I'm not a big New Year's guy, It's meaningless. It's just another day. It's not a new beginning. Let's be honest with ourselves. It's not a new, but you're not going to fulfill your New Year's resolutions because a couple months in, or even maybe a couple of weeks in, God love you if you try, and good luck. I wish you nothing but the best. But a few weeks in, we're all going to go back to our old habits and that was enough. It's the same thing every year. And why even celebrate a new year? All these past 2 years now have just been one big blur. It's all been the same 2020. It's been 2020 on repeat. What? Grace is looking at me with disgust.
Could you be more negative?
I could.
I love the new year.
Oh, stop it.
Ring it loud and clear.
What does the new year bring you?
Brings me, I look at every single morning.
Oh, come
as a new
on.
Chance. I really do, Taylor.
Gag
I
look me at with a spoon.
I really look at every day as a new beginning. Jared, when I come in here in the morning, don't you get a sense that it's a whole new world every single day? And so for a new year, it's
on
steroids.
Can I get me a COVID test here? Because I'm starting to get all the symptoms, including nausea.
I don't think that's one of the new symptoms, but maybe you have
got Delta. I've got Delta, Jerry.
I'm just saying that it's okay to try something new. It's okay to have new hobbies, new goals, give something up. I started doing Pilates last year, not for the new year, but I kept doing it
every
for months,
year,
months.
Every year, so long as I've worked here, Grace has come in the first week of January holding like 2 pound weights.
Yes.
And lifting them.
Yes.
Saying, this is it. This is my year. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna tone, and you know what?
Not bulk, just tone.
January 7th comes, and those weights are collecting dust.
Yeah, they're right
somewhere
on the windowsill,
on top of the stack of Kennedy Babylons somewhere. Yeah.
But every year I bring them in, and every year I try.
So why? Why?
Because it's the trying that gets us through. It's the trying.
No,
life is about the trying. Taylor.
You can start today.
I could.
Yeah,
but I won't.
Today's a new day.
Exactly.
What's the difference between today and January 1st?
If you have the New Year's mentality every day, that's a wonderful thing. But for some people, they need that significant date to start afresh.
Well, that's stupid. That's very, very simple-minded.
Agree to disagree.
That's also simple-minded.
Would you rather me disagree to disagree?
I'd rather you disagree and stick to it.
Well, I'm agreeing.
That's terrible. This is over. Thank you, Grace. 844-500-4242. As I was saying, as we come to the end of 2021, I'm realizing I'm having to give up more and more in my life. This, all right, you want to talk about first world problems? And really, this is a problem a lot of people have in the United States. Well, maybe not a lot of people, but I'm sticking to my guns here. Any place that is requiring me to present some sort of verification that I'm not going to, this fake verification that I'm not going to pass on a disease, even though that documentation has absolutely nothing to do with transmission of the virus, and it's been proven you can pass it on even if you're vaccinated. If that place is requiring that, and even if I present that and they're still making me wear a mask, I'm not going. I'm not going. That's it. City of Boston, I'm done. I'm done going into businesses. I wanted to take my son. We all, my wife and I, wanted to take our son to the aquarium. Not going to happen. Wearing masks. I'm not doing it. I don't want my son seeing grown people in the diapers that he wears around his waist. It's not happening. I saw a great opportunity to go to a show. Louis Prima Jr. is coming to Boston. I would have loved to have gone to see Louis Prima Jr. I didn't know Louis Prima Jr. was a thing. But I saw, I've been seeing ads for it, and I'd love to go, but I read the fine print. Proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test required, and masks to be worn at all times. This guy's going to be wailing on a trumpet. Is the trumpet going to be wearing a mask? I don't know. Then that's nothing against Louis Prima Jr. I'm sure he puts on a good show with the witnesses. But I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So I think the overarching question for today is what are you sacrificing? What have you sacrificed this new year? Mine are pretty trivial. You know, I'm not giving up all that much, really, so I don't get to go and enjoy some certain things. That's minuscule compared to the sacrifices that many other Americans have had to make throughout this entire pandemic, which is not letting up just yet. I mean, all signs are pointing to finally the corporate world is coming around to realizing that this isn't as big a deal now as it was maybe in the first quarter of the pandemic. And this virus isn't as serious as it once was. It's not presenting severe illness and death as Joe Biden predicted. And by the way, how much meaning does that line carry now when you have Dr. Fauci coming out and saying that, all right, this new strain is not as severe as Delta? He says for the vaccinated, but it's not as severe for anybody. I've heard all over the place people getting Omicron. It's been the leading virus variant for the past couple of weeks in the United States and pretty much all over the world. And we're not seeing hospitalizations increase. We're not seeing deaths increase. Again, it's the people that have the comorbidities, they're still at risk to a degree. But it's not the healthy people. It's not anybody without comorbidities. But the corporate world is starting to see it. But still, we're contemplating, or at least the White House is contemplating, putting more travel restrictions in place for domestic travel. If you want to fly, you may well soon have to be vaccinated. And that may or may not include an option to prove a negative COVID test to fly, which neither one is required right now, as far as I know, by any airline. But Joe Biden is signaling that he's supportive of such a restriction, such a requirement, if his White House medical staff is so inclined to say so. Spoke with reporters yesterday from Rehoboth Beach, his beach house in Delaware, where he was walking his new dog. What's the new dog's name? Commander?
Commander.
Commander.
At least there's one in the family.
Boy, oh boy. He's on the beach with Commander and Jill, They're out by themselves. There's nobody within eyesight of them in the camera lens.
Where is everybody?
And he's wearing a mask. Does he still believe, like, this is, he still thinks this is March of 2020 and going into the summer of 2020 where people were saying, don't go to the beaches. You're going to get COVID if you go to the beaches. The wind churns everything around and the spray from the ocean. Remember that? The spray from the ocean has COVID in it and you're going to get infected. And later it was proven the beach is probably one of the safest places you can be. I mean, first of all, if you want to believe that the salt water has natural healing qualities, you know, that's fine. But just being in the sunshine on a nice hot summer day is enough to strike this virus dead in midair. So we've been told. So the beach is the safest place to be. Joe Biden's walking his dog. I didn't see him carrying any bags, by the way, for any messes that the dog may have made. And he's wearing...
That's why the Surgeon General was there.
And he's wearing a mask. You ever know his masks are getting more and more like the Black Plague doctor masks? The KN95s, I think they are. They're the really pointed ones.
Like a beak.
And he special orders them black. He must special order them black. I've never been in a store and seen a black KN95 mask, but he wears a black one. It's weird. It's very strange. I wonder if that's racist in any way. Is he allowed to wear a black face mask? I don't know. 844-500-4242. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Taylor Cormier, filling in for Howie Carr. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
I got to tell you, it seems like the texters overwhelmingly agree with me about New Year's. 781, Taylor, New Year's is as passe as baseball. 978, Taylor, I generally agree with you. That's why my New Year's resolutions are always to drink more, start smoking, and maybe start in on illicit drugs. Then when I fail, it's no loss at all. Those are good goals to have, to not complete those resolutions. Another one says, 716, started working out in February last year. See, after New Year's. They didn't have to do it New Year's. They chose February as their new beginning. Started working out in February last year to better my health, and I'm proud to say kept it up, dropped 30 pounds, and helped my cholesterol. That's great. Awesome. Good for you. You don't have to wait for just some arbitrary day on the calendar. Just because you buy a new calendar doesn't mean you have to go out and try something new. You do that any day of the week. Life will be so much more fulfilling, I promise you. Find a new start wherever you can, if you need it. 413 says, Taylor, my sacrifice is I won't do business with anyone, any company mandating vaccines on their employees. That's a good one to have. That's a good vaccine sacrifice, I suppose. 617, Taylor, after we bought tickets to see The Fix, the band decided to require a vaccine passport to enter the theater. Got a refund instead. You know, that's... Do you get a refund or do you leave the empty seats to send a message? Hey, you get a refund.
Yeah, you don't want to give them the money if you don't support there.
Get the refund. Get the money. As Steve Miller Band once said, go on, take the money and run. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Just for our listeners, save $200 on the 3-Pack. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you get vaccinated to fly domestically? Yes, no, or I'm already vaccinated.
I'm going to answer this question as if I were an unvaccinated person because I've said I'm not going to reveal my status anymore. So I'm going to say no. It would not spurn me to get the vaccine.
54% of the audience says no. 33% I'm already vaccinated and 13% for yes.
That's really amazing. I thought most people would have said I'm already vaccinated, but that's good to hear. And I hope that that's the case. I hope that the that's what makes most sense to me. If these airlines are, and it seems they're kind of now in control of CDC policy, because Eric Bashton wrote in, the CEO of Delta, and said, hey, can you guys help us out a little? We don't want to lose too many workers. We've got pilots. We've got stewardesses, stewards, whatever they call it, airline, air attendants.
Flight attendants.
Flight attendants, excuse me, that are getting, they're testing positive, but they don't have any symptoms. Can we shorten
this
5 days?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
So sorry. Give us a break. Well, yeah. And they got it. They got it. Nobody else has been able to do that except for the airlines. And now they could be the saving grace here as well. If they say, look, we can't require vaccines for domestic travel. That's really going to cut us down. Because let's face it, if you're flying internationally, you either really have to or you really want to. And if you're going to Europe, I mean, everywhere over in Europe right now is probably got a vaccine mandate. So you're okay. You're not going to be missing out on anything. You're going to take the flight. You're going to get the shot, okay? But if you're flying to Florida, if you're moving to Florida, you want to go on vacation in Florida, you want to go out west somewhere, anywhere, if you're just flying to Pennsylvania, I don't care where it is. I mean, you don't necessarily have to. You don't have to be vaccinated right now. Why would you cut down? Why would you take the chance on losing that much business? I don't like calling people anti-vaxxers, because they're just not trustful of the vaccine right now, or they don't think it's right for them at this point. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next on the Howie Carr Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Dylan, how are you today?
Doing all right.
Doing a great job, as always, filling in for Howie.
Thanks.
So the whole thing you talked about what are you willing to sacrifice? So, you know, I live down on the Cape, and usually January, February are the times you like to just get a quick getaway, you know, get off the Cape for a couple of days here and there. And I would normally spend, you know, several weekends going up into the city, grabbing a nice hotel room, you know, North End, the whole thing. And it's not happening. I'm not going to go up there and walk around Boston strapped up in a mask. I've got the vaccine. I've got 45 boosters, I think. I'm not sure how many I have, but you know, I'm not gonna go up there and be subjected to that after I've done everything I was supposed to do.
So you're one of the fully vaccinated booster people. This is a rare opportunity for a very special interview. The fully vaccinated booster people. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, yeah, obviously you don't want to do that. You don't want to be walking around in a mask all the time. You don't want to. And it's stupid. It's stupid. You go into a restaurant, you have to wear a mask standing up, and you got to take it off sitting down. I mean, we're back in March of 2020 with these stupid mandates. And that's exactly where Joe Biden said we didn't want to go. And yet here we are. Everybody that thinks it's a popular thing to do. New York City started it off. Now Boston, we've got Chicago doing it. You know, D.C. is doing it. All of these dumb, stupid mandates that have never worked and are proving fallible even now. New York City still posting record numbers of new cases. So what are these mandates for? We'll be back. Grace's news is up next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls later in the hour, but right now it is time for Grace's News.
Hello, hello. Yes, there's been a lot of news since yesterday involving COVID, the CDC, their reaction. They're backtracking on certain rules, including the quarantine rules, but that isn't stopping the blue checks from continuing to freak out over Omicron. Chris Saliza from CNN posted a photo of some rapid tests and wrote...
He got a whole box of tests, like a case of tests shipped to his house.
Yes.
This is CNN.
And he said, post-Christmas gift to myself.
Aw. That's so thoughtful of him. That's more thoughtful than some jewelry.
I'd like to amend my earlier statement. Jewelry is a better gift than gifting yourself COVID tests.
I mean, I just don't get they're not cheap either. That's the thing. They're fairly expensive.
Yeah.
And why does he need so many?
To show how rich he is.
And keep in mind, there's a lot of people who need them right now who can't get them. But yeah, Chris Cillizza, who I'm sure can write his CNN posts, his brilliant CNN posts from his house, is testing himself. What is he testing himself every hour? Why does he need a full case?
I believe Meghan McCain had tweeted at him something to the effect of, it looks like you're hoarding or criticizing him. She deleted her tweet, so I couldn't read it. But he said, one, I'm not hoarding. And two, this is for, he said it's eight cases, not eight cases, but eight testing kits. It's a four packs of two. You get two tests to each pack. So there's eight tests total. And he said it's for his grandparents, his parents, himself, his wife,
But you say post-Christmas gift to myself, people are going to assume they're for you. That's not our fault. Context matters.
He's trying to be cutesy. And
there's nothing cute about this.
No, it's not. Why is he sick? Is he, I imagine Chris Cillizza is like triple boosted.
Well, I would assume. He's like all those people in Vermont who are
vaccinated booster person.
Clogging up the ER because they're asymptomatic. Can you imagine?
Good Lord.
The nurses and doctors at this point must be so... One of my cousins is a nurse, and she told me this too. Like, they're just so worn out from the questions and the freak outs and the people coming in to ask questions. They're just like, it's like, come in when you have an issue. Otherwise, thank God for your good health and go home.
Right. It's like with anything else. I've got family members, if they've got a cold, they have to go to the doctor. Why? You have a cold. Stay home. Rest. You know, if you're not feeling up to something, don't go to it.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
I don't know why
people... Have some chicken noodle soup.
I don't know why people need the test to confirm it. But now it's seeming like you said, with the domestic travel, this could be something where you need a test. Sometimes you go to an event, they say you need to show a negative COVID test unless you're vaccinated. And I'm not encouraging this, okay? So don't write this down or anything. But any venue that says you either need to be fully vaccinated or show a negative COVID test, you can show them anything and they'll let you in. I'm not saying people should do that, but I've heard of people...
No. It's the...
I've heard of people showing them random things and they get let in.
This is not me virtue signaling. I just don't want to be any part and parcel to that. I don't want you checking anything other than my ID to see if I'm of legal age to consume adult alcoholic beverages.
I totally get what you're saying. But my only point is that if you were going to go to something and you had those two options, I don't like getting tested. I find it to be annoying.
Have you gone to a venue that has asked you such questions? Well,
yes.
You can legitimately get in.
Yes, I went to TD Garden and they asked for a vaccine card.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a couple of. I went to something else recently. Oh, I went to the Pops in Boston.
At any point during the pandemic, did you fake some form of ID?
No, because I got vaccinated not early, but early enough where they weren't really rolling out the show us your papers, please, just yet. So I kind of was in a sweet spot. Mm-hmm. But I've heard of people faking it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've got a friend who he just shows him any QR code.
Yeah.
Gets right into TD Garden.
Because these people checking your tickets are like, oh, and
they don't
want
to have to deal with this. They've got to pat people down, or you go through a metal detector, they're checking bags. They don't want to be bothered with this nonsense.
And it slows down the process, let me tell you. Like the lines that used to move pretty quickly. If you go late to the Bruins game, this is our problem when we go to the Bruins game. Will really likes the national anthem. I understand why. It's, you know, he likes that part of it. He likes the beginning when all the lights shut off on the ice and then they turn back on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with time, so we're always like 2 minutes away from missing it. And last time we would have made it just in time, but then because of the IDs, it was backed up another like 20 minutes, so we didn't get in until 20 minutes later.
Good Lord.
It just slows everything down.
You ever see the video? It's the security guy outside some football event. And he's not even touching people. He's just making the arm motions to pat them down. He's not touching. He's just, go ahead. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, they're just going. They're going through the motions. And at a certain point, you can't blame them for going through the motions about these vaccine cards. It's not their job. They weren't checking people's medical. And crazier is in New York City, where they're already having such waves of huge crime. And then people are getting beat up, like hostesses. That hostess at an Italian restaurant in New York City got beat up for asking people for their vaccine cards. I've been a hostess. You don't get paid enough to get beat up for asking for vaccine cards.
Yeah, you don't get paid enough to ask for vaccine cards.
Period. All right. With Build Back Better stalled, the left pushes Biden to act alone. Seattle-based Rep. Pramila Jayapal, I'm sorry if I butcher that, I do every time, leader of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, penned an op-ed in the Washington Post calling on Biden to enact portions of his Build Back Better plan via executive order.
Like so what?
They want him to take action on certain things like relief programs as soon as possible and while they work on the critical legislation. So parts of the pork they want him to pass through with executive action, which is not legal because he's not.
She realizes that the 2022 midterms are around the corner, right? And executive action is never really a good indicator that you're going to win.
Well, also, the Constitution does not allow for the president to appropriate funds. That's really supposed to be up to Congress. So it wouldn't pass constitutional muster, but that's never stopped Joe Biden from trying.
No.
So it will be interesting to see if he folds on this.
Certainly too. Never stopped the likes of Pramila Jayapal or AOC or Rashida Tlaib
from
suggesting anything like that either.
Yeah, they're only fans of the Constitution when they want to be. They're fair weather fans of the Constitution. Buckle up, inflation set to drive consumer prices even higher in 2022. We did this a little bit in my show, Taylor, but I'd be curious which one of these you think is going to affect you. I'm just going to read off a couple things.
Okay, sure.
Coffee and mustard.
Coffee, definitely. We buy whole beans. We grind them ourselves, but the beans have gone up in prices, yes.
Mustard?
I love mustard.
He buys the mustard seeds himself and grinds the mustard as well.
I love mustard. Love mustard, but I don't really eat too many things that call for mustard.
Yeah, I don't either. I like mustard, but I don't have to buy it. Like if someone offers me
I maybe buy mustard twice a year.
If someone's, you know, standing around going, "He wants some mustard, kid."
White van pulls up with mustard.
I'll take
grazes
it.
Grazes all
you
over
know,
it.
I throw a July 4th barbecue and I tell somebody to bring the mustard and I keep the leftovers and I'm saving 16 cents and getting a free half bottle of mustard.
And you can put a little dollop of mustard on your bowl of beans.
On my eggs in the morning.
Happy Independence Day. All right, we have other things here. Chips Ahoy.
No.
Oreo.
We have a cookie farm in the back.
We grind our own cookies.
Organic cookies.
Okay, so Oreos out, obviously.
Occasionally I'll buy the wife Oreos.
Yeah, I like the double stuffed.
Yeah,
you know
she likes
crazy?
The birthday cake Oreos.
I would be interested to see, and this might be a good thing when Howie gets back too. When I was younger, and this might just be something, you know how sometimes when you're little, you see things differently?
Mm-hmm.
I thought the double stuffed were huge. Like in my mind.
When you were a kid?
They were huge. Now that I'm an adult, the double stuffed looks like a regular Oreo.
That is shrinkflation for you.
Yeah, I think it might be shrinkflation.
Maybe. I don't know. I've bought the double stuffed before. It seems double stuffed to me.
Maybe I just thought, because I had little kid eyes, I thought the double stuffed was like huge.
Yeah. You know what my wife got me for Christmas?
What?
Dunkaroos.
Oh, so good.
It's very good.
We
very
loved good. Those.
I'm saving them for a special occasion.
I used to love the time of year when Oreo would come out with the orange ones for Halloween. That was my favorite.
Mmm.
Yum.
It's good stuff.
All right. Back to business
okay.
here. So Oreo's out. Philadelphia cream cheese.
No, we don't use cream cheese.
Sour Patch Kids?
No, there's not a lot of call for Sour Patch Kids in the Cormier household.
I could have guessed that one. All right, potatoes.
Not too many potatoes either.
Celery?
No.
Other heavier vegetables?
Celery. Celery's going up in price?
Yeah.
It's basically water.
I know, and it's like, ugh.
Water with leaves.
No, and it always gets stuck in your teeth like a string of it.
I like a good celery stick now and then, but no, I'm not. There's not a lot of celery in the Cormier household.
Wine, beer, and liquor?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. They got me.
We press our own grapes. So, yeah.
Grape lady in the back. surge in House Democratic 2022 retirement announces. This was clickbait. I'm going to call out Fox News here. They put up this story on Fox News, and they said surge in House Democratic 2022 retirement announcements, and they had a big picture of Nancy Pelosi with her hands up like this.
Oh.
And I was like, OMG, did she officially? Because she's been going back and forth.
She's not running again, right?
She has been tricky about this.
What's that about?
I could have sworn, like, a month and a half ago, she announced that she's not going to be seeking re-election.
Yeah, but I think it's changed.
You can't change your mind on that.
Ooh, you don't know my girl Nance. Yes, you can. The latest news brought...
Are you saying she's not genuine with what she says?
She
does?
I'm going to say she's a little duplicitous.
That's shocking, Grace. No.
Daily Mail, as of December 13th, 2021, Nancy Pelosi will run for re-election in 2022 for her 18th
Son
term.
Of a biscuit.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have known that, but I think I was on WGAN, and they told me about that, and I was like, oh, I thought she was retiring, and they said, yeah, but it was something about it doesn't look good for the party if you're the head of the party and you're going to retire when you're already going into a rough...
Get out while the getting's good.
I know, that's how I feel.
It's not, the getting's not even good anymore. Well, the getting was good, I don't know when the last time the getting was good for the Democrats.
All signs are pointing to that she's not going to have the responsibilities of a speaker after the next midterm.
Yes.
So why not just sit back
and
grab
more stock?
Yeah, she
probably just wants to needle the guy.
But I agree with you. It's like sometimes in life, especially if you're in your 80s, get out when you're on top. Like when you guys have a great win, like Biden won, Congress, like if you guys are in charge of everything, that's the time to say, ahoy, matey.
Yeah. you impeached Trump how many times? Or at least put him on impeachment trial 3 times.
It's a lot of gold pens.
Yeah.
It's Call just, it a day.
Yes, you've done more than enough, Nancy.
But that's
more
not how
enough.
They operate. I think they're all, honestly, sociopaths, because if you're above 80 years old, I'm going to say above 75 years old, and you still want to be shuffling around Congress with, you know, your little mask on and talking to CNN reporters, something's not right. You're missing a chip.
Yeah. If you think you're still in deep contact with your constituency, you're not.
And by the way, to Fox News, don't do that to me again, because my heart grew 3 sizes when I saw Nancy Pelosi in the headline, retirement. And now we're back to square one.
Yeah. I was catfished by something on Twitter today. And I grabbed all these tweets, and I saw this is going to be a great segment today. Turns out I looked at the account name, and I it was like an anagram. And I figured it out.
True.
It was a parody account.
Oh, don't you hate
but
that?
It was so, it seemed so woke and so legit. It was...
You got woker joked.
I got woker joked. Doing show prep today.
The Wizard of Woke got joked.
Somebody joked me.
Not a joke.
And they also joked somebody at Newsmax who retweeted that thinking it was legitimate. So
you're not the only one.
I'm not the only one.
All right.
I leaned on their credibility.
Well, I'm done for today. I'll keep you guys posted on the Sour Patch, the Oreos, the Chips Ahoy, if I get any breaking news.
Maybe... The homework tomorrow is to bring in the regular Oreos and the double stuffed Oreos.
And we'll do a shrinkflation.
I'll
call Howie and see if I can get it expensed.
Great idea. Excellent. I think that's good. All right, Grace.
No,
thank
what
you.
Does Howie say? No graph too small.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Taylor.
Thanks, Grace. 844-500-4242. We'll be back right after this. This is the Howie Carr Show.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And... mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
.603 says, what's the over-under on when Harrison runs away from home for better snacks or any snacks? Harrison is my, what is he, 15-month-old son? I don't do month math. I'm sorry, I don't do it. He's over a year, he's under 2 years. He's in between. But he's actually got the best snacks in the house. He's got yogurt, he's got peanut butter puffs, he's got all kinds of little, he's got goldfish. I don't have any of that stuff. I've got one little package of Dunkaroos, which I'm saving for a rainy day. But I know Grace is doing her due diligence in looking up if the double stuff Oreos have gotten smaller over the years. Have you found out anything, Grace?
Well, the most reliable thing I've seen so far is a Reddit thread where a man said, "Am I going crazy or Oreos getting smaller?" And another person wrote in, perhaps you are just getting taller. So it's not scientific just yet, but we're getting there.
I do have news for you, though, that the Oreos, the double stuffed Oreos, are not legitimately double stuffed. Somebody did a blog, and they did the math. They weighed 10 regular Oreos, 10 double stuffed Oreos, and 10 mega stuffed Oreos. I wasn't aware of the mega stuffed Oreos.
But, like, then why are we... If they're not double stuffed, words matter. Why are we even...
Ah, you say words matter, Grace, but they spell stuff, S-T-U-F. So that's their own made-up word. It doesn't have to mean anything.
But the word double means something to me.
Yeah, but what does stuff mean? How much stuff is in a regular Oreo? You see what I'm saying?
I guess. This is like listening to the CDC.
Exactly. It's like listening to Rochelle Walensky and Dr. Fauci on how long you have to quarantine for and why you don't have to quarantine for as long anymore. So they did this study. They weighed the Oreos, and it turns out that one cookie of original Oreo is 11.57 grams. Double stuff is 14.67 grams. And so the... I guess the cream is almost fully double stuff. You get 3.61 grams on the original. The double is 6.71 grams. So it's 1.86 times the stuffing. It's not quite double stuff. So maybe that's where the confusion lies. In the mega stuff, it's over two times the stuffing. It's 2.68 times the STUF. So there's your... You know, you can tell all your friends and really impress them with that information today. We'll get on to more serious matters after the break. 844-500-4242. By the way, CNN has confirmed to Jack Posobiec that Jake Tapper's producer has resigned amid investigations into underage sexual misconduct. Disgusting stuff. We'll be back after the break.